I'm Lorraine Mendez with the JIS Evening News for Tuesday, December 6. Coming up, National Solid Waste Management Authority appoints new executive director. Jamaica 4-H Clubs and Northern Caribbean University sign agreement to train new students, and Christmas Day to be observed on December 26. The details after the break.
The Petroleum Corporation of Jamaica is encouraging you to save energy this Christmas. If you're giving a gift or treating yourself, buy energy-efficient appliances and save on energy bills. Look for Energy Star certified products which use less energy and can save you money. Also, large or oversized electronics can increase your electricity bill, so get the product that best suits your needs and budget. Buy energy-efficient electronics and save this Christmas. A message from the PCJ, your energy advisor.
A fire can occur at any time. Dial 110 for the Jamaica Fire Brigade or 112 for emergencies. It's a good idea to store the contact numbers of the fire station nearest you. Knowing these numbers could mean the difference between life and death.
Now the news. The Board of Directors of the National Solid Waste Management Authority, NSWMA, has appointed Audley Gordon as Executive Director of the agency, effective Monday, December 5. The post became vacant in 2015 following the resignation of Jennifer Edwards. Mr. Gordon previously served the authority as Chief Technical Officer. NSWMA Board Chairman Dennis Chung says the directors were unanimous in appointing Mr. Gordon to oversee the day-to-day management of the authority. Mr. Gordon's appointment is considered to be the first step in strengthening the management capacity of the NSWMA. The Jamaica 4-H Clubs has signed a Memorandum of Understanding MOU with Northern Caribbean University NCU to facilitate the recruitment and training of youth in technical and vocational education. In the initial stage, the partnership will focus on supporting and strengthening 4-H clubs to offer training based on the National Vocational Qualification of Jamaica NVQJ Levels 1 and 2. It's anticipated that the output from this initiative will see an improvement in youth employability and a consistent and competitive workforce. Executive Director of the Jamaica 4-H Clubs, Dr. Ronald Blake, says the partnership will advance the objectives of both organizations to contribute to youth development.
This memorandum of understanding is going to ensure that we have more educated young people joining the ranks in our agricultural sector, not only as professionals working in the various agencies, but also technicians working as farmer practitioners in the field. Because that's where it is going to be important if we're going to continue to grow the economy of Jamaica.
Dr. Blake was addressing Tuesday's signing ceremony at the Jamaica 4-H Club's national headquarters in Kingston. The Jamaica Constabulary Force, JCF, is reminding party promoters and event planners to get the relevant permits before hosting events. The reminder is in anticipation of an increase in such activities during the month of December. Head of the JCF Corporate Communications Unit, Superintendent Stephanie Lindsay, says the police will be vigilant and persons will be prosecuted if they do not obtain the relevant permits prior to the events.
As you go about these events, we want the patrons to be safe. We want the organizers also to take into consideration the safety and security of the patrons.
Superintendent Lindsay notes that organizers should submit their applications for a permit at least 10 days prior to the event. She says event promoters will also need a permit from the relevant parish council, a temporary spirit license, a Jamaica Music Society JAMS permit, as well as the relevant fire safety permits. Meanwhile, applicants who are refused a police permit may appeal within 7 days after refusal to the Commissioner of Police, outlining why the decision is being contested. And the Ministry of Labour and Social Security is advising that Christmas Day will be observed on Monday, December 26. Boxing Day will be observed the following day, Tuesday, December 27. This is in accordance with the Holidays Public General Act, which outlines that when Christmas Day, the 25th of December, falls on a Sunday, the 26th and 27th are to be observed as public holidays. The ministry is also reminding that employees who work on the public holidays, December 26 and 27, will be entitled to payment at double time rates. This provision is made under the minimum wage orders or such other rates specified in their collective labor agreements or employment contracts where applicable. That was the JIS News. I'm Lorraine Mendez.
This has been a production of the Jamaica Information Service.